Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up that stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well. And we also have our good buddy, John Peters. Pull up a stool, John. I'm not going to pick on you. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
We're hanging in there. We got all of our crying and blanking and moaning out before the show started.
Yes.
And I got my horrible beer sitting next to me. I got a nice Coors Light for tonight's recording.
Well, cool. That ain't a bad beer.
Nah, it's a relaxing beer. I'm not looking to get a buzz on. I'm just looking to have a nice taste of a beer while we're recording the show.
Yeah.
I know John and Bob said, I'm never wrong, and then John told him I drink Coors Light, and then he said he's wrong sometimes. So, I mean, I just figured this makes me human. I drink Coors Light. I'm not perfect all the time. Coors Light wants a sponsor, so, John, you'll be saying, send my cases down to Florida.
There you go. Absolutely.
The banquet beer, Coors.
Yes, exactly. It's good stuff. So, guys, you ready to do another episode of The Untouchables?
Absolutely. We got to get that music playing in the background.
My wife, it was funny, and she'll get mad at me for picking on her, but she was doing, when I was telling her about it, she was doing the Mission Impossible music.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, it's not.
It's the wrong one, though.
Exactly. That's what my wife was. It's a Pisces thing. I get it.
Yeah. I was just thinking of gunshots. Like a Tommy gun rattling.
Yes. What were you saying, Dan?
No, I see. But it's funny that you knew what we meant by which song it was, which means you were thinking it, too.
No, I'm telling you, she was actually singing it. When I said The Untouchables, she goes, you got to play that music. And she goes, dent, 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 dent.
Okay.
I'm like, no, honey, that's Mission Impossible. She really went out.
She went out on the ledge there.
Yes. So you and her think alike.
Okay.
You're my two Pisces. I don't know what to do with you. You both swim upstream the opposite way on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always after me, John.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, so I get to pick on them. They're always picking on my grammar, so they're picking out the wrong music for the show.
Yeah.
So, but you guys ready to do, we're going to do Epcot tonight.
My favorite park. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's the favorite park, but it might have the least untouchables.
I think you might be correct.
We shall see.
We shall see. Is that a song too?
I don't know. I'm pleading the fifth.
No, I hear you. But no, we'll start off with, where should we start at? I think we should start with Spaceship Earth, where you enter the park. Is that like a good one to you guys?
Yeah, unless you enter by International Gateway, then it's not at the beginning of the park.
But, well, that's the back side of the park. But
true, true.
There you go. See how he's being feisty tonight, John?
I tell you.
I mean,
they need to put some signage up specifying which is the entrance way of the park. Nah, I'm only kidding. Inside joke. We move on.
Yeah, we'll move on from that one. Don't get me fired up. We'll lose our G rating on this show.
Yes. Spaceship Earth. I would say certainly iconic. You know, obviously Epcot came second as far as the Florida parks go, and it doesn't have the length of some of the other attractions that we discussed over in the Magic Kingdom. But certainly for Epcot, Epcot. It's iconic. And again, I think you could show somebody a picture of that particular attraction and they would know exactly what it is, or it's the quote unquote the big golf ball or whatever folks want to call it. But not only the facade, the building itself, but the attraction within it, I think are both definitely untouchable. And in fact, Disney somewhat messed with it a few years back, as you remember, during the 2000 celebration there.
They put the wand and all on it.
Put the wand, and those of us that were in the Disney community then know what a big hullabaloo that was, and that there were the haters and the lovers, and you know, that really for many years was talked about, that it ruined the attraction, it ruined the sight lines, it ruined Epcot, and it was belittling it, and blah, 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 blah. So, but anyways, from my perspective, it's definitely untouchable.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. I didn't even mind the ice cream cake on the castle for the year we went down. I mean, it don't bother me. Just don't take them away. But I would have to say that ball is the most recognizable of any of the Disney weenies, as you call them.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think the castle is.
No, okay, but no. Let me finish. You know the ball is the ball. A lot of people don't know the difference between there's a castle in every park. So the castles can get confusing. Disneyland has their own, Disneyland Paris. Everybody has their own castle. There's only one ball. There's multiple castles. So I think that's what makes the ball the most recognizable, in my opinion. Because you can get the novice fans will get the castles mixed up. They think the castles are the same in every park.
Oh, yeah, and then you get the people that call Disney World Disneyland and vice versa, which is a whole nother story.
Yeah, but, well, my aunt calls it Disney when she goes to the Magic Kingdom.
Right. That actually drives me crazy. I always, and I even do it myself sometimes. But when somebody says to you, we're going to Disney, stop and think, what does that mean? Are you going to the Disney store? Are you going to see a Disney movie? I mean, what does it really mean? And you know, again, I'm kidding with myself here, too, because I catch myself doing it. No, you're going to Walt Disney World, or you're going to Disneyland, or you're going on the Disney
cruise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it drives me nuts, too. Cause my aunt, and I feel bad because she don't go all the time. She goes once in a blue moon. And I'm constantly correcting her like an idiot. No, it's not that.
Well, when I worked on the monorail, you would constantly, and it seemed like every shift I had, I ended up over at Epcot. And so every third or fourth folk or tourist that would come up would ask, well, is this the monorail back to Disney? Well,
yes.
Sir, you're at Disney currently. This is the monorail back to the TTC, where you can take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom. But yes.
Wait a minute, John. Maybe I missed something, or I was asleep in that class that we taught, or whatever. What's this? You worked at the monorail. Did you work at Disney?
Many moons ago, he did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You never shared that on the show or with me, so that's news to me. So, boy, that's interesting.
No, I worked there. I worked there in '87 for a month and a half, 2 months. My car ended up breaking down, and I couldn't keep the job. But yeah, I was there for a couple of months. Went through the training, worked on the monorail and stuff like that. But unfortunately, I was still in high school at the time, and I couldn't keep it without a car. So.
And you probably couldn't make a living that way with the pay that they pay, right?
Well, in high school, it was fine. It was a little better pay than what I was making at the grocery store and stuff. But, my vehicle broke down. At the time, I lived like 35 miles away, and it just no way to get out there. So,
wow. That's still a very interesting story. I'm sure maybe sometime we can do a show on John's monorail stories. I'm sure you ran into some funny stuff or some stuff that would be worth doing a show over.
Yeah. I've got quite a few interesting in that couple of weeks or six weeks or so. Yeah, I had quite a few interesting little tidbits. So.
All right, Doug, bring us back on track.
That's okay. This is how we go.
All right.
But anyway, to me, it is the most iconic of all of them. I think everybody knows what it is when you see it. Plain and simple, there's no, you know, like I said, you could be misguided with the different castles or confused a little bit. There's no confusion over the ball. The only thing that does drive me nuts is when they call it the golf ball.
Right. As you call it, the ball.
Yes, it's the ball. It's a spear. It is a ball, but it's not a golf ball. But anyway, well, Spaceship Earth, John.
There it is.
But I do think that'll always be there. I think it is untouchable. My heart would be broken if they ever did. If I couldn't go on that and smell the fire, I would be very upset. That ride is like so soothing to me. It's like home to me. Home away from home going on that ride.
Yeah, I mean,
so I think it's untouchable myself.
All right, let's let John answer first. Go ahead, John. So what say you?
I believe it's totally untouchable in my mind, and as far as I enjoy it, that's one of the few things that I do every time that we go to a park. But I thought I had heard rumors several years ago that Disney itself had actually thought about gutting it and putting a roller coaster inside of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say, John. I would say the ball itself will always be there, in my opinion, but I could certainly see them gutting it out and doing something different, or even changing the scenes, or you know, making a dramatic change. I don't know about an indoor roller coaster, but I certainly think that at some point in the future, not anytime soon, you may see something change inside, a major change, like you're suggesting.
No, I don't know. Like I said, I hope not. And I get what you guys are both saying, because I've heard them rumors too. But to me, I'm going to call it untouchable until I'm wrong. And I don't see anything happen to it within the next 10 or 15 years. So I think we're pretty safe with everything Disney has on their plate.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Totally agree.
I mean, because it has had, it has had recent updates. So I hope it's safe for a while. And I don't want to see it go, because it is... It is one of my favorite rides, and again, it's a ride that, unless it's shut down, I'm on every single trip, at least once, if not multiple times.
Yep, agree.
So let's head over to, and this is like a slam dunk. I mean, because we've heard all these stories. What about Ellen's Universe of Energy?
Touchable.
I mean, are you happy to see it go? You want it to go?
No, actually, I really enjoy that attraction. I like the slow-moving attractions. You know, could it be updated? Should it have been updated? Yes. The movie could be reshot, maybe different actors, but still focus on energy and how it integrates into our day-to-day lives. So I think it could be saved. But that's not to say I'm not in favor of bringing Marvel or, you know, other franchises into Epcot and infusing it with some, you know, more modern attractions and such. But I'm not so sure that it needs to be done at the expense of Ellen's Energy Adventure. I mean, the ride vehicles are probably one of the more unique ride vehicles all on property. The way that's set up and it runs through and then comes together at the end in the big room. I mean, just think, if they just totally gutted out all the scenes along the way and reshot the movie, I mean, they could still have they could probably bring it back to an E attraction and not really change the building, the facade, the, you know, nothing, you know, everything could remain the same. So for that reason, I will be sad to see it go, but I understand what it is, and it definitely will be touched, in my opinion.
What do you say, John?
Yeah, I don't think there's enough interest in it anymore. I remember riding it a long time ago and enjoying it, but yeah, I think at this time it's seriously outdated. But I'm surprised that, you know, with Duke Energy building that solar farm out there, that maybe they didn't, you know, approach Disney, or Disney approach them and try to work out something with them guys, as opposed to what is it now, Exxon? So
yeah, one of the big oil companies.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't step that way, you know, with maybe one of the power companies, especially somebody that obviously has some kind of an interest in solar power. So
yeah.
No, I mean, I liked it, and it wouldn't be, well, we couldn't talk about Alan without me going back. I love that part. It just, I love that ride. I've always have. People pick on me for it, like, you know, my friends and stuff, when I talk about how much I enjoy it. I have enjoyed the stupid game at the beginning with, even though I don't like her much, Jamie Lee Curtis and Einstein and Ellen. I enjoy the whole ride because it's Disney.
Yep.
And her popping up all over the place, and Bill Nye, the science guy, he was on Big Bang Theory, which as soon as he was on Big Bang Theory, it made me think of being at Disney World, riding through the ride. So, I don't know. I hope we know it's going to go, but I'm going to miss it. And I think a lot of that has to do with it going. I think they need it needs an update, and I think maybe because Ellen signed with Universal, there's nothing else they could do moving forward with her as far as in the parks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you're a big Ellen fan. I could take her or leave her, but to me, she's irrelevant. I mean, if they did a new attraction, whether she, you know, she doesn't need to be there.
No. I agree with you on that, then. I just like her because she does a lot of good things. I mean, my wife, she keeps my wife happy, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's her show. That's fine, but I was just, you know, she's not necessary going forward, is all I was saying.
No, I hear you, and I don't know. I don't think it's untouchable. I mean, we already heard it's going to be, from what it sounds like, there's going to be a roller coaster there. How do you feel about Guardians of the Galaxy going in there?
I've never seen the movie, don't even know the characters, so I really have no feeling one way or the other, other than it'll be something new, and something new is good, so I'd be supportive of it.
What's your thoughts, John, with that?
I did see the movie and enjoyed it quite a bit. But I like the whole Marvel superhero thing, so I guess they're, in that concept, they're totally stepping away from any type of energy theme to it, I suppose, because they're really is nothing associated with it that way. So,
well, like we talked about, educate.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
Be around it. Because, like we said, they can't stay ahead of the technology. By the time they put it out, it's already behind the times. There's no way to stay ahead of. And then, like Dan said on a previous show, it's to the point now where everything's so competitive with all the technology that you can't take the chance on releasing it early, because everybody else will find out what the heck you're doing.
Right, right. So, yeah, that whole concept, I guess, you know, back in the day when Epcot was first built, they could have exclusivity for, you know, certain items that were coming out, at least for 6 months or a year, where, you know, it made some sense. But now, you know, with the internet and all that stuff, I mean, stuff is just out there.
Yeah. But I'll be sad to see it go, but I think it could be eventually the whole front of Epcot could be part of Marvel now, is the way it's looking, because I thought Marvel was going to come to the studios, and now it looks like maybe Marvel's going to be headed to, and it does fit, because a lot of these characters are futuristic, the Marvel comics, all the superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would fit in the future world, all the superheroes, so I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, I mean, I question this. I don't think you agreed with me at the time, or it might have been somebody else that we had on the show. But, you know, back when we talked about it was when Iron Man was really hot. And I think the first movie had first just come out, or maybe the second one was just released. And, you know, the fact that it takes so long to get, you know, to have popularity, to have a multi-million dollar blockbuster hit and get all the merchandise out there and the kids going crazy, and they have their run. And, you know, I know there'll probably be another, Iron Man movie. And then what was the other one?
There's already two more.
Right.
Robert Downey signed up for.
Yeah, the Avengers too. And,
yeah,
you know, there's going to be a couple. But at some point, you know, just like Pirates, in my opinion, it's going to be oversaturation and people are going to lose interest. And, yeah, they'll be popular, but they won't be the, you know, red hot movies that they once were. And then, you know, I'm just wondering if it's going to take too long to just gain this momentum to actually see some awesome attractions in the Florida parks. I mean, to me, the time to strike is now, or would have been, you know, last year, the year before, and now, to get them built and, you know, get people, you know, riding on them, like the ones that are where are the Marvel ones over in Disneyland Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they built a couple. By the time it ever comes to Florida, it'll be 5, 6, 7 years down the road. All the movies you mentioned will be released and out on free DVD or Netflix or whatever. I mean, they'll always be popular, but maybe not popular enough to justify a multi-billion dollar, you know, ride in the theme park.
Well, you got things like, well, John has been, and I have, I mean, Batman and Superman and all these heroes have been popular since we've been little kids. So, I mean, they do have longevity. And look at Star Wars. That's set away forever. Now it's hot as it's ever been again.
Yeah, no, you know,
I think they could restoke the flames. If it's good, it's good. And if they make a great ride like Pirates out of any of these,
mm-hmm,
it could make it live on just by the ride. It could give it a re-energize a lot of these characters.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, what you're saying, Dennis, makes a lot of sense. But the way I would compare it is Harry Potter Land out at Universal. Between those two parks, and they put a god awful amount of money in building that area. And
after it was done,
yeah, and the movies were almost done at the time they opened the first part, and the books had been done for several years, and it's as busy now when I go out there as it was when it opened up. So I mean, it's still incredibly busy. So.
I could really see, like, a major metropolis, and I'm not saying it's going to be Metropolis, but couldn't you see the way the buildings are in all futuristic and future world, how Marvel could fit in with the way the landscape is up there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I could see the signage going up. I could see, instead of, I mean, I don't want my mouse gears going away, and hopefully that's untouchable, but that's for another show. But I could also see the Tony Stark Industries or whatever store being turned into, if you follow me.
Yeah, well, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, Epcot, Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Maybe they do something like keep the World Showcase in reference that as being Epcot, and the front of the park called something else, you know, Marvel Universe, or, you know, maybe that's not a very good name.
Maybe just Marvel's Future World.
Yeah, or something like that. Where
Future World of Marvel or whatever, yep. But I could... The way the buildings are, I think the landscape could turn into something really awesome the way it's already built. They could retrofit it.
Well, Doug, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Do you remember the beginning, the very beginning, they were actually on a planet that was had a big city, and that area...
Kind of remind you a little bit, don't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking when you started talking about that was, that city did kind of look like that, so...
Yeah, I think it could be retrofitted right in. I mean, who knows? We're just speculating. That's what we do on here. But remember, we got Wi-Fi.
And Park Hopper on the
Park Hopper, remember, we got some things, didn't we, Dan?
That is true.
So, up next, guys, where do you want to go next? How about Test Track?
Test Track. To me, it's touchable. It could change.
To me, I hope it's untouchable. But it could change. But I think it's in the middle of the road. I think it's going to stick around for a long time.
Get off
the
fence.
For me, it's untouchable. But I can't argue against you saying it's not.
Right.
So how's that sound? For me and my own, I don't want it to be touched, so I'll say it's untouchable.
Yeah, that's your prerogative. It's your vote.
What do you say, John?
The older version, if that was still there, I would say it was untouchable in my opinion. But since they have changed it now, and I don't care for the new one as much as I used to, I still like the ride, but it wouldn't break my heart if they did something else with it. Really wouldn't. So.
Okay, let's go to. I know Dennis is going to say this is untouchable for him.
Okay.
Mission Space.
Mission Space. Yeah, that can go. I've never even been in the building.
Oh, you got to go in to see it. I told you before.
Yeah.
Go through the store.
Yep.
Because the building is pretty cool, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, especially if you have any interest in space exploration and stuff, because a lot of the stuff they start out with is actually rooted in fact. And then it kind of gets embellished a little bit when they get into the future part, but still.
Yeah, if you go through the back way, go through the store and all, and head in, you could get to check it out pretty good.
Yeah.
I would do that just for boops and giggles.
Yep.
but I myself, if they call me up tomorrow, I would help them take it apart for free. get it the heck out of there. I did it with my godson, and I'll never forget doing it, me, him, and my brother-in-law. But after I did it a couple times, I was over it. You know, it's too much risk. It's one of those rides that, getting the chance of getting sick outweighs, kind of like I don't do Tower of Terror because of my back. I like it. It's a great ride, but my wife keeps me off, and I blame her for it, but I understand it. It's like one of those deals where it isn't worth the risk of me getting sick to ride the ride. And if there's something that has to have a barf bag on it, I don't think it's necessary to be there.
Yeah, I second that.
John?
Yeah, I would say it's touchable. I can't really do it or the Mad Tea Party anymore. I'm getting too old for both of those. So
you guys would meet me on the weekend to start tearing it down?
Sure.
And it's a shame with all the money they spent. I mean, it's probably the most expensive attraction in Epcot, or if it isn't the most expensive, it's up there, right?
I think you're right.
Yep. I say they put Ant-Man in it.
Yeah.
something. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, that is a beautiful building. With Guardians of the Galaxy, they could turn that planet into Mars or into something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it would fit right in, because it would fit right into that, the whole Marvel, the Marvel world. So I would love to see them do something else with that. Up next, Inventions, we know they're going to go. Do you guys think anything in there is untouchable? I think the only thing untouchable in there might be the floor.
Yeah.
The AC.
East and West can go.
Yes, I mean, it's like, I've been wanting that to go. I mean, the only thing I enjoy out of it is on a hot summer day, it was walking through there over the past few years.
Yeah, so I was going to say, don't touch the AC, but other than that...
No, I mean, Storm, I do like, I mean, I don't want to contradict myself. I do think you should see that Storm.
Stormstruck.
It's a good show. And also, you would enjoy that. But that's about, if it went away, I wouldn't be upset. If they're going to put something else, I mean, anything else they could possibly put in there would be better than what's in Interventions now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a transient type.
The past 10 years, I don't think there's been anything in there that makes you go in there. The first couple of years we went then, it was intriguing because there was new stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was all the newfangled.
The House of Tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It was stuff that you wanted to see and were excited about seeing. But like we said earlier in the show, with the technology stuff, they just can't keep it current enough. So it almost becomes a bad joke now, as hard as Disney tries. You know, you're walking around and the cell phone you have in your pocket is, you know, better technology than what they're showing you, you know?
I mean, they might as well just throw Carousel of Progress in them two buildings
right.
and be done with it.
Right.
I'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
So, the Seas with Nemo and Friends.
I'm trying to justify somehow in my mind, but I gotta say, it's touchable.
What about you, Johnny?
I would. It really depends on how they go with the park. I mean, if they're going to stay with some type of edutainment, then I would think that aquarium is untouchable. The ride can go or stay, but I would think if they're
now, is Aquaman Marvel?
No, that's DC.
Okay.
So
you're our expert on this. I've watched all of them. I know all of them. I know all the characters, but I've never known exactly who owns what. You follow
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. No, the only way I remember is because Superman, Batman, and Aquaman.
You're a geek,
man. Oh, yeah, it was okay. All part of the Justice League. So.
Yeah, I remember all the Justice League, watching all that stuff and all, but I didn't exactly know what gang they belonged to. Yeah, they were just all superheroes to me.
Yeah, I'm your Star Wars and your comic book geek, I guess. Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
But yeah, I mean, if they're going to stay with some type of education at the front of Epcot, then I would say quite a few on that side are, at least the theme of the pavilions are untouchable, if not necessarily the rides. And I mean, that's a massive aquarium they have in there. So if they were going to stay with that type of a theme, they'd have to keep the aquarium. But if they decide they're going to change the entire concept of Future World, then yeah, I think you could see it go.
And while you're on it, we'll throw Turtle Talk with Crush in. You think the same thing about that, right?
Yeah.
You, Den?
Yeah, I do. Even though it was pretty cutting-edge technology when that first was released. I mean, to have a turtle talking to random guests in the audience, I mean, that was, never done before.
For sure, dude.
Yeah. Grab some shell, man.
Yeah. Hang 10. But no, this is another one that I'm not, we don't do it all the time, but I understand how great it is for kids. So it's one that with the technology and all, I wouldn't feel either way about it, but I think it could go. I think it could go, but I'm not saying I want it to go.
Yeah.
That's the way I'll put it.
All right.
Does it sound good to you guys?
Sounds good.
Yeah. We'll let you slide.
Oh.
You're being wishy-washy tonight.
No, it's touchable. But I don't hate it, is the point I'm trying to make. Kind of like we both like Ellen. We could see it go. We're not saying it's untouchable,
right.
But we do like
yeah.
it. I get it. I get the attraction, and I'm not like opening the door and throwing it out like I am with Mission Space, but,
Different level of touchable, I guess, is what you're saying.
It can go, but I won't be I won't be sitting there helping drive it to the airport.
You won't be putting the wrecking ball to it.
No, exactly. Headed over to the land, guys. Living with the land.
Living with the land. Yeah, I mean, John stated it correctly. I mean, it really depends on which direction the park's going. But I guess looking at it as just an attraction, a standalone attraction, touchable.
You're on the fence with me. You don't want to see it go, but
right.
There's no, you don't see that it has a – it's not 100% unfireable.
Right, right. It did nothing wrong. It's just minding its own business.
Exactly.
After your enjoyment while you're waiting for soaring.
Yes, but it's not – you wouldn't be shocked out of your mind if tomorrow Disney announced it would be closed, and that's the way we're putting it.
Right.
You know, that's basically what we're saying here.
Yeah, exactly. And if they were going to overlay, you know, with, you know, in our example, a Marvel Universe or something to that effect, then, you know, that pavilion would be prime real estate to put an e-attraction or whatever, and it would go, in my opinion. But if they hang on to the lands and they still have, you know, the same, you know, if they just shoehorn a ride or a attraction into, you know, let's just say where Ellen is now, you know, and everything else stays, then it makes living with the land more less likely to be touched, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, John. You think it could go?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with exactly what Dennis said. I think it really depends. So I'm going to assume that they're not going to turn all of Future World into a Marvel universe. And if they don't do that, then I'm going to say that the land, because of what it is and it does have that edutainment aspect of it where it teaches you about agriculture. And unfortunately they got rid of the skippers, but
that was the worst part.
Yeah, I'm still going to say at this point it's untouchable because I think it is one of the core. I mean, it like Spaceship Earth are really what at the beginning Epcot was all about. So
no, I hear you. I'd hate to see it go because it has so many memories for me. But if I turned on the website tomorrow and I seen the land closing for, you know, Iron Man or, like I said, what is it, Thor, I wouldn't be shocked. Or anything. If it was being closed just to close it tomorrow, I wouldn't be shocked.
Right. You would understand it.
Yep. What about the Circle of Life?
That can go.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I don't see it surviving. If they did something with the land, I could see that being next.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How about Food Rocks, guys? Oh, they already got rid of that.
Yeah, we're really going back now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I still remember my dad. He fell asleep on it. He was out cold. I look back at him. My man was sawing wood. And then my mother-in-law and my stepmother were up. They were bopping to it. I mean, they were into it. They were in a row in front of us. All we see is their heads bobbing back and forth. We're like... It's one of the things I remember. What about Figment?
It can go.
John?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, it's one of those versions that they've changed it from the original version of the ride, and so at this point, even though it still holds a special place in my heart because it was my son's favorite ride for a long time, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see that closed.
Yeah, I actually was telling Dennis last night or the night before we were touching base about a couple things, and I had the TTA was playing. I had it on my laptop. I'll throw YouTube on once in a while and throw rides on. And I was getting ready, so I threw that on so I could listen to it in the background. I love it when it talks about going through, you know, Buzz Lightyear and then coming up on the Carousel of Progress, telling you about all that. So I'll play it in the background. Well, then after that, it jumped right to the next ride, which was Figment. So I walked over and sat down to watch Figment. And I have to admit, I wanted to turn it off. I watched it all out of respect.
Right.
And my boy from Mighty Python, you know, I was watching him, and, you know, but I'm sitting there like, how has this survived? I'm saying to myself, like, I mean, does anybody even know, like I want to go to, I'm going to do a test. I'm going to get my godson to ask his two daughters, because they haven't been to the parks yet. He plans on taking them next year. They're 6 and 4. They're going to be 6 and 4 next year. And I want to ask them if either one of them know who the heck Figment is.
No, you wouldn't know who Figment is without actually going to Epcot. So.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like, and I know we'll get the same people that love the Adventurers Club still love Figment. I get it. And I kind of has a little spot in my heart because in 97, it was one of the first rides we went on. And did you go on it then?
I don't remember, to be honest. I just don't remember.
I remember it, and I liked it because I have video of it, you know. And I remember liking it just because it was cool in 97. 20 years later, it's outdated.
Yeah, and plus you got to admit, you know, at least for me anyways, I guess you don't have to admit it, but anything at Disney you see for the first time is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
You know, even attractions that you might hate today, or maybe hate's a strong word.
Yeah, there's not anything I really hate except for the, you know, what do I hate?
Michael Jackson.
No, I don't hate Michael Jackson.
No, that ride. I'm sorry. You hate the attraction. You don't hate.
No, I don't hate it. Right. I could want it to go. There's one ride I hate.
Primeval World.
There you go. That was a layup then.
Expedition Everest is close.
I hate that myself, but I get how good it is.
Right. But
you know, that's one of the
deals. But my only point is, you know, things that have become mundane to us now, you know, blew us away in 97, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. It was different. It was new, like you said. But now it's like, holy moly, I watched the whole 7 minutes out of respect. But it was a long 7 minutes, man.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. It was weird. I felt weird watching it. I'm like, if the guys see me today watching this, I'd be getting my butt kicked on the job site tomorrow. Soaring, guys.
I say it's touchable.
John?
I would say it's touchable. Maybe not the actual technology of the ride system or something like that. But, yeah, I could see that having a nice 8 to 10 year run with Soarin' Around the World, and then, like you're saying, change it into something to do with maybe Iron Man or something like that, because with that type of system, you could definitely see how you could change it into a flying superhero ride. So
yeah, it could be cool, but I think it's touchable too, but not anytime in the foreseeable future after this rehab.
Yeah,
right. And I would, you know, with the caveat that you made about the point you made before, Doug, I wouldn't be leading the charge to change it or get it out of there. Yeah. I mean, it's one of my probably top three attractions on property. But, you know, I'm just being realistic, saying that, you know, John put it rightly, it's going to have its run. And just like the prior version was getting a little long in the tooth, this current version will soon get long in the tooth. And, you know, what else could they do? I mean, they could have maybe they could do like a space version of it. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could go short of.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they just have you flying with the character.
Yeah, I mean, there's
what they could have.
Yeah,
you know.
No, absolutely. Yeah, how about Peter Pan? They'll change it into Peter Pan. You'll be flying.
Dude,
with
they
Peter.
Could turn that. They could turn that into Iron Man. You'd be flying through a fight with Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying with the projection of the cameras. You know what I'm saying, or something like that. But no, I think it's touchable, but. The way I'll put this is, even with Test Track, like you guys are saying, like, I think they would turn Test Track into some kind of cool ride vehicle and still run it through that building. Like, they would turn it into one of the cars that one of the Avengers drive.
Right.
I could see them doing something like that, make them futuristic, and be done with that. But I think Soarin' and Test Track, out of all the rides in the front of the park, they would be the last two changed.
Oh, yeah.
If they're going to get changed to retrofit into the rest of the park, I think they'd be the last two done.
They're the two
after
anchors.
Everything else
would
open.
They're the two anchors right now, and I agree with you. They would be the last to go, and even may not go at all. But if they did, they'd be last. I agree with that.
And then the last one, not least, is where they're running the new movies, and we know at the old Michael Jackson place in the Honey, I Shrunk the Audience building, I could see something has to go there. I mean, even though it might, at this point, that building might be untouchable. They're going to never do nothing with it.
Just to mess with us.
Yeah, I mean, apparently they don't really care about using that awesome 3D theater for anything except for now it's publicity. I mean, have you ever seen they have the ability to show something really awesome in there? And for some reason, it's like, they refuse to do anything with that building any good.
Yeah, I don't get it, but you know.
Nothing has came close to it. And I know, honey, I shrunk the audience was getting old, but there were still parts in that that you still enjoyed, no matter how old it got. Am I wrong?
No, that's absolutely right. There were some funny parts in there, and even as old as the technology was, it was still, you know, it gave you the sensation of, you know, being small or whatever. It worked well.
When they lifted, when the dog lifted the whole theater up, tell me that wasn't awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Am I wrong? I mean, and the mice and all that stuff. I mean, that, I laughed every time I went in that. I haven't laughed except at something that was so bad. Since that ride has been in there, has there been anything that you guys really enjoyed since that's been going?
Nope.
I mean, it's horrible. The best thing about walking up there is watching the fountain, the jumps.
Yeah, the backwards fountain, right?
I mean, that's the only thing good about that whole area. The building looks better than anything inside. If I had the choice of sitting outside and staring at the building for the duration of the what's in there or going into Michael Jackson, I'd have stood outside for the length and stared at the building. But that's just me. Yeah. And all your emails go to Oak Manor, please. but you guys got to agree. I mean, isn't it to the point now where you think they're being spiteful? They don't want to do anything there?
Well, I like the shorts they have in there better than Michael Jackson.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly better than Captain EO. So, and the technology is, I mean, the new one they have is pretty entertaining. So, but I mean, after that one time we did go see it, we haven't been back. So it wasn't, obviously it wasn't earth shattering for us. So.
The thing of it is it's pretty cool, but I could do the same thing here before a Disney movie. See the clips.
Right.
It ain't like nothing that's crazy. It's all, I mean, I get it. I'll probably, if I'm down there and it's one of the new movies, I will go in and say it. I'm not saying that because that's more interesting than EO. But my point is, it's a waste of what that facility could be.
Little short cartoons. So there was three different ones. So they all have their own little storyline and stuff. So.
But you get what I'm saying, though, John. It's like they did the least amount they could with that building.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't want to spend the money. And again, you always hear the argument they're waiting for a sponsor and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that hasn't happened, but, you know.
Or they might have been planning doing something with Marvel for the past 5 years and they're just holding on to whatever they can do just to keep crowds going in there because there's no sense doing anything if they're going to be making it something to do with Marvel three-dimension anyway.
Yeah.
That would be the theater for Ant-Man, like you were saying, because just like Honey, I Shrunk. What's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, just like you said with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, it'd be the same type of thing where you got shrunk down and you just interacted with things. So.
That would be awesome. I'm in. Ant-Man it is.
There you go.
Sign me up.
I agree.
Okay, let's head to El Mexico, guys. I got everything in Future World. Do you guys think of anything I missed?
No. I believe you got all the attractions that I can think of.
Except for Club Cool. You want Beverly?
Yeah, that's untouchable. Yeah, I mean, and you have the pavilion where Body was, right? I know it's not an active attraction. It's the festival center, but that also is prime real estate for something, right?
Absolutely. That whole area over there, there's two buildings that are underused.
Yeah, I mean.
That one and the restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, they do conference-type stuff in there, and like I said, the festival centers, but it's certainly, you know, the footprint that facility takes up could certainly house an e-attraction and then some, I think.
No, you're right. They need to do something. I mean, I don't know how that building is set vacant this long. I mean, it's like, it's making me think they knew this was coming longer than they thought. Than we knew of.
Yeah.
You know, because you know Disney is 10 years out.
Yeah. You got to have, you know, in order to get somewhere that you want to be, especially with all the infrastructure that needs to go in for something like that. I mean, you got to be thinking 10, 15 years down the road. So they very may well have, and we didn't see it.
Well, let's head over, guys, to the Three Caballeros in Mexico. What's your thoughts on that? Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros.
And Donald.
I got it wrong. Yeah.
Oh, he's one of them, so I guess you already mentioned him. Obviously, it's touchable. I mean, you know, it's a good fit. I enjoy it. I do it as often as I can, especially after a tequila or two. Yeah, I mean, you know, but it can go.
No, I hear you. I mean, I I like the Three Caballeros. It's one of my nostalgic rides. Like I, you know, love for years.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think it could go.
Yeah.
But I hope it don't go. I hope, you know, I hope Three Caballeros stay. Hold on, John. You'll get your turn. I know you're excited to talk about the Three Caballeros.
No, I bopped out there for a minute. It rang me back. So.
You know, I get it. But we'll let you talk in a minute, John. Calm down.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, the Three Caballeros in Mexico, it's one of my – like, the whole Mexican ride, that pavilion is – you know, that goes back to when me and – again, from our first trips, and we've had many meals there and – romantic boat rides around the, you know, around the volcano. So I think it's touchable, but I don't ever want to see it go.
Right. And it fits perfectly for what it is, the, you know, the country. It's, you know, a little humorous and, you know, it gives you a good overview of Mexico. And yeah, the movie is dated and the cliff divers and all that stuff. But again, for what the attraction is within the confines of the pyramid and the whole pavilion, it is perfectly. And it is, I look at it as maybe not on the caliber of It's a Small World, but certainly from an Epcot perspective. Yes, if it's as close as you can get to having, you know, being one of those real nostalgic Disney attractions only at Epcot, if that makes any sense.
Yep, it's Future World's version of old school Disney.
Right. The only thing that I said would have eclipsed it would have been Maelstrom, but that's gone.
Oh, sorry to hear that. As Dennis would say, what say you, John?
I've always enjoyed the Mexican boat ride. I've got fond memories of another one that my son liked a lot when he was a kid. So, but before they changed it to the Three Caballeros, but still, it is like you said. You got a lot of nostalgia, a little romantic boat ride right there in the middle. But to tell you the truth, I think the one untouchable thing in the Mexican pavilion right now is probably La Cava de la Tequila. That place is more popular than anything. So
yeah, John would
can't
tie
get in the place.
Yeah, John would tie himself to the tequila if he had to, if they tried to take that joint out. He'd be wrapped around one of the barrels.
I don't know about me, but there are certainly some people that have a love affair with that place. That's for absolutely sure. So
there's never an empty spot in there too often, is there?
No,
there's oftentimes there's a longer line, much longer line to get in there than there is to get on the boat ride. So.
Okay, guys, let's head over to Norway School Bread.
That sounds like a different show.
Untouchable, yeah. Guys. Untouchable.
Well, you know what? I'm surprised, and I'm still, you know, hoping it don't happen, but I'm surprised the bakery survived the whole frozen takeover. There, so we'll see what happens long term, but I don't know. School Bread may not be with us very much longer, I'm thinking, but we'll see.
I'm on the other side. I think everything else is going to stay the same for a long time. And
all right,
what do you think about NNLC? You think they're untouchable?
No, they can go tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, I'll go out on a limb. I think this ride is going to be around longer than May. I think it's pretty much untouchable. It's brand new, but I think all the cult following that Anna and Elsa and Frozen has with the movies coming up, I think this is going to be another one of those rides like Pirates or whatever. In another 20 years, it'll be like in that family. So I think it has the roots to become untouchable. John?
Yeah, you know, think about a movie like Peter Pan, and as popular as that ride is out at the Magic Kingdom, and even though there hasn't been sequels and stuff like that, that ride is still incredibly popular. So even if, and there are more movies coming out for Frozen, but even if there weren't, I think there's such a generation of kids that grew up with Anna and Elsa now that when they turn 25, 30 and have their own kids, that's going to be one of the first movies they play for them. So, yeah, I see that one staying around for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
so.
I don't see it going anytime soon. I understand your reasoning, then. It ain't your cup, but you kid about it, but you're looking forward to seeing it and all.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely, soon as we get there, I'm going to head right over there and see it.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it myself. I know you
yeah.
will.
I am. Yep. I really am.
Because you want to have the look on your face like John had.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can duplicate that face.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to put my finger up on my little chin, too, and stare. Like, give it a real pose. Reflections of China, Circle Vision 360 movie.
Yeah, that can go.
Please let it go. Well, I mean, all the great things in China, and they get this movie. I mean,
yeah,
China's supposed to be one of the greatest. Not supposed to be. It is. It's one of the greatest world powers. They want to do everything better than us, and all they can give us is a movie? I mean, come on, China. You're building everything that we make here, half of it. You can't build something better, Epcot.
I know. Yeah, it's a little disheartening. I mean, it's a beautiful pavilion, but, you know, aside from that, it, you know, it definitely is lacking in, well, I mean, this is a whole other show, and we talked about it, the fact that, you know, some of them countries were supposed to have attractions with them when they were first built, but, you know, funding got tight and different things in the world happened, not Disney World, but the world, the big world, the real world, that precluded that from happening, so we got stuck with these little, at the time, I think were meant to be just, you know, tide overs or, you know, just a placeholder. Excuse me. That's what I wanted to say. And here we are 30 something years later, still looking at the same placeholders.
I mean, the thing is, we built a whole park there now and they can't come up with an attraction, one attraction here.
Right.
So we give you a whole park and you give us a movie.
Yeah.
That ain't fair, man. Again, they get all of our stuff. What do you say, John?
The movie can go. Actually, I like the Tomb Raiders a lot better. We almost always stop in there and take a couple of pictures and stuff like that. So I enjoy that actually a lot more than the movie itself.
The Tomb Raiders is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So
yeah, but I don't know. They need to get rid of the movie. Big time. Absolutely big time. Where are we headed next, guys? Can you guess which country's next?
Our country.
It's actually Germany next, but it's okay.
They have an
attraction. Skip right over the African outpost. Okay. All
right. Yeah.
There's nothing there. What about the bike? You think the bike's untouchable?
The drums. The drums are untouchable.
There you go.
I mean, there's nothing. There's that. The beer steins is all they have at Germany.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe the Kamel Kuche there, whatever. That's untouchable.
I mean, again, there was supposed to be a big major roller coaster here in Germany, and they ended up, okay, we'll give them nothing.
Yeah, that's sad when you think about it, but it is what it is. I mean, it's really just retail spaces and, like you said, cuckoo clocks and beer signs, right?
Yeah, and basically the Italian pavilion is basically the same thing.
Yeah, you got the little show out there and the flag. Where is
John's
waivers.
Favorite attraction?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Right. Yeah, you get some beautiful statues and great pizza and good restaurants, but you don't have much in the way of attractions at all.
Well, what pisses me off, and I'll say it like that, is you got these beautiful gondolas sitting in the water there, and it teases you. Like, the first time I went there, I'm thinking they're giving you gondola rides.
Right.
I mean,
and they could do that very easily. Well, maybe not very easily, but it's feasible, I should say.
But wouldn't it be cool if they built something behind it where you go on a nice gondola ride with your beautiful bride? Maybe a little riverway or so. I mean, anything. I mean, I don't get why there's never been an attraction like that there.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I know why, but it's just, it's a shame. It's you know, robbing us of awesome attractions that could be there.
Okay, and I'm going to answer this one for you guys.
Okay.
Untouchable. Repeat after me, both of you. One, two, three. Untouchable.
Untouchable.
Dennis, see how he is? He has to always be.
I'm not led that easily.
No. Come on, the American Adventure, America.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the restaurant, you know, the quick service.
Yeah. No, the Liberty Inn.
Yeah. You could blow that place up, you wouldn't care, right?
I got guys at work I wouldn't even feed this food to on the job site. I'd let them eat their bologna and cheese sandwich before I would give them food from the Liberty Inn.
No, but in all all kidding aside, yeah, that's obviously untouchable. It's probably one of the, in my mind, greatest attractions on property, not from a thrill perspective, obviously, but from a educational and visual perspective. It's, you know, what Disney does best with the audio animatronics and, you know, with the history and the, you know, speeches that are written into the show. It's, you know, moving and heartfelt and all of those things. So it's very, very untouchable in my mind.
100%, absolutely. I would literally tie myself to that building if they said they were going to take that attraction now. I just, you know, it's, and it's one of the most exciting rides to me because it makes me proud to be an American every time I see that. It's like, I don't know, I want to stand up and applaud every time my wife grabs my shirt. She won't let me stand up.
Oh, I've seen audiences do that.
Me too.
Yep, I've seen that.
I try to be the one to get the standing ovation going, and she won't let me. she gives me the look, don't you dare. But, you know, I would cry if they got rid of the American Adventure. And our buddy Pat at the Mickey Dudes, he should cry for not seeing it this last trip.
Yeah, he's a history teacher too, isn't he?
It's so sad. We got to give him some kind of penance to do or something.
He knows all that stuff by the back of his hand. He can recite all that.
It's just disrespectful taking the kids down. You're a history teacher. You got to do it.
He knows when the War of 1812 was and all that good stuff.
Well, he needs to go and see it. All of us, he also knows what's going to happen on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but it don't keep his butt off of that now, does it? There you go. I can argue anything. I told you I should have been a lawyer then. Let's go over to Japan, guys. You want to see the movie here?
No. No, I don't.
I don't think there is a movie
in
Japan.
That's what I was saying.
What movie are you watching? So?
But you know what? There's nothing here.
Nope.
They don't have anything. The Katsura Grill, I like all the. Again, this is like the Italian pavilion. The store is nice. The you know, going in that big store is nice.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't get how Japan. I don't get how. Like, I'm not being smart, but Norway and Mexico both have rides, and three of the nation's biggest powers don't have rides. I mean, some of the nation's three biggest countries, when you talk about them, Japan, China, and Italy are three of your most common, the biggest countries, wouldn't you say? Most popular countries?
Yeah,
I would agree. But
so is UK and UK. So.
Yeah, at least Canada has a movie. And that, yeah. We'll get to United Kingdom. I mean, they can't be bangers and mash alone. So, but Japan should have some kind of attraction too. I don't get it.
Well, do you hear the rumor on that one was that they were supposed to build a roller coaster for Mount Fuji, and because Kodak was the sponsor at the time, they wouldn't allow Fuji in there. So.
Yeah, okay. That's so sad.
sounds like BS.
Yeah,
but.
Big time BS. I'm calling BS on it. But no, I mean, I don't know. They have to get something has to be done with some of these countries. If they do a redo on the World Show or on Epcot when they start to rebuild, I'm hoping. I don't even need them to add more countries. I'd like to see them to add rides behind, because they said there's room for another lagoon behind there. Mm-hmm. I would just like to see them even. I wouldn't mind seeing another country or two, but if they didn't do that, I'd be very happy with them expanding all the ones they have and add attractions to them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, especially for the younger crowd. And, you know, again, this often came up when we were debating the, you know, Frozen coming to the World Showcase. I mean, for how I tour now, I could care less if they added attractions. 20 years ago, I'd be, you know, pounding my chest saying we need attractions. For me and for what I do at Epcot nowadays, it's fine the way it is. But I understand it's for everyone and not just me. So I can understand somebody wanting, you know, great attractions in World Showcase. But in my view at this point in my touring, I'm fine with attractions being elsewhere on Disney property, even in the front of Epcot. I don't think it's critical to Epcot's what it tries to do or what it's trying to do now. But I understand why people.
Yeah, the whole reason we're talking about this is because they're saying that changes are coming. We all love Epcot the most, and that's where we all go to most. I think that's our go-to. We all love the Magic Kingdom, but I think Epcot's our go-to park.
Yeah, for me it is.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
But my point, I agree with you, Dan, to a point. I don't need more Tower of Terrors or Rock and Roller Coasters or anything like that. But I would love every ride to have like a Maelstrom or that kind of Mexico ride or something that's intermediate. I love those rides. And I the TTA, I would love to have some kind of ride like that that would explore some of these countries.
Yeah, so you're talking like a you know, a B or a C attraction. No, you're not looking for, like you said, a Tower of Terror or something like that.
No, I'm looking for something like more like the TTA, more things like that that you can learn, relax, ride through, and explore the country.
And enhance the country, yeah, maybe,
exactly.
More than, you know, make
like
it a
drop. Like the gondola
drop.
Ride I was talking about. That would fit perfectly. And wouldn't you do that with your wife every time?
Yeah, they could recreate one of the canals with the, you know, high walls on both sides and, you know, the canal, even if they just went, you know, 100 feet, who cares, you know?
Yeah, around a little circle back behind the building and add some little bit of landscaping back there or something. It would be beautiful. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I would like to see all the rides do that.
Yeah.
I mean, all the countries do that. Yeah, make attractions like that. They're the ones I love. Like, I was more happy with, the new, what is it over in Fantasyland? The new Snow White attraction. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and the what's the other one? Little Mermaid. I'm sorry.
Oh right, right.
Yeah, I love that. Don't tell the guys in the job site, but I love the dark ride.
Yeah,
that's what I want more of. And I would love the countries to do more dark rides, exploring like I said, the Mexico Pavilion, and I would love to see a gondola. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. That I agree with.
Okay. Let's head to Morocco, the belly dancer. For all three of us, she's untouchable.
We're married and happily married, so yes, she is untouchable.
Yes, exactly. She makes me uncomfortable sometimes. Well, you know what I'm saying. It's like I'm at going out to a dinner, and you know my wife's going, "Look at the belly dance." No, this is it. This is one of those trick questions.
Right. You're not gonna win.
There's no.
I'm just taking in the culture, honey.
Yeah, there's no positive answer here. You know, it's a no-win situation. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah. I do. Deny.
What would you like to see them at in Morocco?
Yeah, I don't know.
How about a camel ride? I mean, I'm not even being smart, but something like you explore the desert, something.
Right.
I mean, what? I don't even. I mean,
a mirage.
It's a beautiful country. I mean, it's the buildings and all are gorgeous, and I love my Spice Road tables. But I wish there was more to explore there. I mean, there's not a lot of exploring to do there, is there to you? I mean, you can roam back in the back, but it's kind of the one that I pass by the most anymore.
Yeah, and it's a fairly large pavilion too, from a square foot perspective. But you're right; all it is, for the most part, just retail shops in the back there. Although there are nooks and crannies, like you said, where if you don't take the time, you'll miss. But
We've been back on the carpets and all, and roamed all through there. And I like the pavilion, but I'm just saying, I would like to see something else down there. Le France.
Yeah, the movie can go.
Yeah, I mean, do you like the movie, John? Impressions de France? What, did we lose our bond?
Yeah,
nope.
I guess.
No, I'm here. What,
did you fall asleep?
No, my phone's going in and out.
Impressions of France. Untouchable, John, you said? What do you love so much about it?
It's the one attraction at Epcot that I've never done.
Oh, so. You've never done Impressions of France? That's a shame. I don't know. I've seen it once, and I'll probably never see it again. You, Den?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably seen it three or four times over the years. The only way I'd probably go again is if I knew it was definitely closing forever. I'd probably see it out of respect one last time.
A bon voyage.
Yes.
A bon voyage. Now, you do like Monsieur's, don't you?
Yeah.
Monsieur Paul's?
Yeah, upstairs.
Yes.
It's a good restaurant.
That can stay.
Yeah.
United Kingdom.
Pavilion? What are we saying?
Exactly. There's nothing there. My point is, don't you think that I'm shocked here too? I think they would have something like the American Adventure or something kind of like that. I mean, United Kingdom is. I mean, there's so much history. Don't you think there'd be more to somehow to show you that history?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm gonna. It's a stretch here, but I mean, the history of music in a way is history, and they do have the band there, which you could say, I know it's entertainment technically, but it is kind of an attraction, kind of. So I think that, you know, I give them a passing grade at least. So they're trying a little bit harder than some of the other countries at least giving you something other than eating, drinking, and retail. At least you get something that you can sit down and enjoy for 15 or 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, and I love the bands that play there. I love that pavilion. I love going back on Tudor Lane. I love sitting in the back. The tea shop is one of my favorite buildings on property. I love that whole garden area there.
Yep.
But I just wish there was, with all the space that they have there, you thought there'd be an attraction.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I'd welcome an attraction. And then you're right, they have so much story and history and lore to draw from. I mean, John, you just posted pictures, what, last week of your many appearances in the, what was that, Streetmosphere thing?
The World Showcase Players.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know still it's not an attraction, Doug, but again, over the years, I think the United Kingdom has done a good job at least providing, you know, additional entertainment in their pavilion.
No, I love the United Kingdom, and we love all of Epcot the way it is, but we're just trying to talk about the countries and things we'd like to see. We're not saying we're hating on anything, because, you know, God only knows how much I love my Bangers and Mash. I mean,
yeah, I
love
was going to say that Rose and Crown, that's untouchable right there.
100%. 100%. But it's just the point, I would love to see something on King Henry VIII or, you know, on Tudors. And you know what I'm saying? All that era. I would love to see some kind of play or something to tell me about all the history.
I don't know. Do you think maybe they looked at England's history or UK's history and went, we wouldn't even know where to start. Not even bother.
Yeah,
because
right.
that is just a gob of history. So
exactly, but instead they give you nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
they give you the architecture, I guess.
Architecture's gorgeous, and I love all that. I mean, there's more history on the Beatles than there is of the country. You know, I mean, you do have your, you know, all your shops and all, and you got the English tea and all. I get all that, but I mean, is there really a ton there that teaches you anything? Teaches all about food and drink, like you said, Dan.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, but there's not and there's not a lot of people like you did do that. But I would like this. I would like to see more history in that, because it's just me being, how can I put it? I love history. I love all that stuff. I watch every movie that's on that era of the Tudors and all the kings and queens, and I'm into all that. So I'm being selfish, but I wish there was more storytelling of the country. That's all I'm saying.
Medieval times. We're going to have, what's that, jousting they do on the horses?
Oh.
We'll have that. What's that? Right out on World Showcase, right?
You and Dan can go first.
right in front of the restaurant.
I'll fight the winner. And then we're, last but not least, Canada.
Yeah, same thing here. I mean, it has
all... I'm over Martin Short.
Yeah, I mean, all the potential in the world. They got that big outcropping of rock and mountain there. And, you know, they have a crappy movie down below. So, you know, they could do something there with some sort of, you know, put an ice rink in there and have a hockey game or something, right?
Something. I mean, I don't know. The only thing that impressed me, the biggest thing that impressed me ever about the movies, when all the Mounties came up around you.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty wild. I enjoyed that. And I've seen the movie a few times, but again, I think a lot. I just look at the movies as being a cheap way out, an easy way out, and that's why I kind of am against them, I guess, in my opinion, is because it's like they just took the easy way, and that ain't what Disney's about, and that's how I feel the movies were.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, but again, looking at both sides of the coin, you know, it's supposed to be about the history of the country and that it's representing, or the pavilion is supposed to represent. So I can see where a movie can cover a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's so diverse. So I understand why they did it. I'm not saying I like it or endorse it, but I understand, because they can show you so much in a 15 or 20 minute movie than they can in an attraction, which would be probably singly focused on one topic, or, you know, just
the American Adventure covered it all.
Yeah, that is true, but I don't think you'd ever get anything that elaborate. in the other countries.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where they sold it short.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Don't touch the waterfall. Love the waterfall.
The point is, and again, we'll end this as me, and I agree with you, John. I like the waterfall, Niagara Falls. Maybe they should have did where we all go over to Falls in a Barrel.
Yeah, there you go. There's an attraction for you.
It would be fun.
Yeah, but then you'd be wet all day.
Yeah.
Then we complain about that.
That would be best case scenario.
Right. Yeah, true. Or dead, one of the two.
But no. But let's end this by saying we all love Epcot, and we're just – this was like an experiment that we did. It was like a little fun we're having. So don't get all mad at us when we're trashing certain things. We love everything. We'd be – me, Dennis, and John would be happy if they kept Epcot just the way it is for the next 20 years. Wouldn't you guys?
I would.
Wouldn't bother us.
I was going to say the one thing that I would say is untouchable, really, for the entire park, and I think maybe you guys might agree with me. I know it's getting at times a little long in the tooth, but that's the Food and Wine Festival and the Flower and Garden Festival. I mean, I enjoy the heck out of both of those festivals, and they are some of the highlights of my entire year. I wish they would, you know, like I heard you and Bob talking today, update the menu a little more every once in a while, but for the most part, man, I love those festivals, so those are untouchable to me. So
yeah, and Illuminations, to all of us, it's untouchable, but it will be touched, like, yep. In our hearts we never want it to be gone, but yeah. Right. That's going to happen too, sooner than later. And you have to agree with us though, John, on that whole Food and Wine deal. They need to step it up with the menus. They're resting on their laurels with the now too.
What I'd like to really see is the booths that come back every year keep their most popular item. If they have served three items, keep the most popular one, and then every year have two new ones. You know what
Even
I mean?
Even if they gave you one new one in some cases. Yeah. I mean, at this point, and then also, how about you change the whole theme? And add different things, and have an like we talked about, an American booth where it has all the best dishes from across the country.
You know what you were saying about that with the different regions of America and stuff like that. They could even do that. They could put three or four booths right inside that courtyard in the American Pavilion. There's plenty of space there.
But don't you think that's a great idea?
Yeah, I would love to see that. A Pacific Northwest one, a Northeast one, and a Louisiana one. That would be fantastic. So.
Absolutely. Just, you know, give a little more effort is all I'm saying. Change it up some. But, you know, but we all love Epcot. It's, you know, we're not trying to trash it, but we're just basically what we said is there's one definite untouchable, which is the American Adventure. And where else do we go there?
For untouchables?
Yeah, I don't think
Spaceship
we named
Earth.
Yeah, I think you said Frozen.
Yeah, so. Frozen. Yeah, Frozen, American Adventure. And you kind of disagree with us on Spaceship Earth then.
Oh, well, yeah, just I think
the only one we all agreed on was American Adventure.
Right, right.
That's it. Everything else, even Frozen, I think me and John said yes, and you said you're not sure.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically, at Magic Kingdom, there was multiple. Here, there's one.
Yeah. Well, we kind of knew that going in, or at least I did.
I thought there was going to be two. I thought for sure Spaceship Earth would be the other one.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the other parks, though.
Yeah, you think this was bad.
Nah, there's the studios, who knows? I think there is. Yeah, there's a couple untouchables there. There is. Just because of where they're going with some.
Right, right.
And then the Animal Kingdom, there's a couple untouchables, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, there is. But this has been a lot of fun. Guys, please, please, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We've had a couple more, and we really appreciate them, and we could use some more from you guys. So please, I know it's a pain in the butt to go over there, but it's really appreciated if you do. You can follow all three of us on Twitter. Dennis is at Oak Manor, John's at Beer Solo, and I'm at Grumpy6767. You can follow us all at WDW Main Street. And head over to Facebook and follow us at WDW Main Street. You guys got anything else?
No, I'm good.
I think that's it. Enjoy your night.
Have a great week. Rest of your week, guys, and we will talk to you real soon.
Good night.
Bye.
Arrivederci. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. The show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.